you can't close an account, you know, with a reverse close or an assumptive close, but you can do what we call an event close, and this is how that might work. Our MiniMaster line of indexable small milling cutters has replaced high-speed steel because it lasts longer. Also, the MiniMaster does not require any sharpening. You simply index to a new edge. How about we get some over to you so you can take a closer look? Thank you so much for your courtesy and agreement to check out our MiniMaster line. So this is kind of, you know, just we finished with Dirkwall, and now we're trying to upsell them, cross-sell them something else. And in this case, it's this MiniMaster thing. And now we have a future question. Finally, are there any equipment needs that you are looking into currently? So we're just, you know, trying to, is anything coming down a pipe that we want to know about? May I have your permission to follow up on a MiniMaster in a week, or is there a better time for you? Thank you again for your courtesy. So, you know, this is, you know, so you start making calls, you're going to stumble, just like you are in here in these role plays, stumble around. Okay, but you got a roadmap, hopefully, to get you through all those calls. The cold call, the follow-up, and the upsell, cross-sell. Are there any comments on that or any questions? Okay, then. That takes us to a time where we might have a break. Okay, welcome back. And we'll press on now. Okay, please, if you would, move over to page 63. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we went to this chart. To me, this is a really great chart. I use it myself. I don't think anybody wants their employees to have a nervous breakdown at work or over their work, you know. But I mean, I think you need to do a fair amount of work, you know, for a fair amount of pay. And now, if you're getting commissioned here and stuff, you know, then that gives you a little more incentive to do more, you know, because you make more, presumably. I just love the idea of going into a company and saying, look, here's a list of accounts that we haven't sold them anything in the last year or 2 years. Just give me those accounts. Give me 10% of whatever I sell to those accounts. Now, you could start at 10%, but you know, you got to remember the margins. What's the margins that most manufacturers have? Melissa, do you remember?
5% profit?
Yeah. 5% profit is what I was thinking. So if they give you 10%, you know, then that, you know, then that's more than their profits on the whole thing, you know, the net profits, you know, if they take all their expenses out. So, you know, you probably can't get 10% of the sale, but maybe you could get 10% of the profit. Now, that I think that's pretty cool, because if they made $5 and you got 10% of that, you get 50 cents, you know. So, and I like the idea of if I make money, you make money. And I'll tell you, I've had employees my whole life just about, and I would gladly pay an employee $100,000 a year, gladly, as long as they made me $100,000 to pay their salary, plus something else for just messing with them, you know. So, you know, with these tools and the tools that are available to you, there's no reason why you can't increase sales for your companies. It's up to you, you know. I read a thing the other day. It says, you are the only person that can make yourself feel bad. Isn't that cool? I think that's true. You can have the wheel of doom. Everybody hates me. You know, I'm stupid. I don't know anything. I'm ugly. I'm nasty. You know, all the time. You know, you can build yourself into this box that you're totally screwed, you know. So only you can make yourself feel bad. And only you can make yourself feel good. And so, you know, that's why I think that Wheel of Fortune, and think back, when you were born, you couldn't do anything. But now you're a grown adult. You can do all kinds of stuff. And you've got a lot of tools now that you're empowered to do more with. So do more and push yourself more. But go to your boss and say, look, you know, if I make something happen here, you know, any boss would be glad to give you something if they make something. So, you know, you could sit there, and I've had people say to me, John, our company doesn't do a newsletter. You know, my feelings there is I want to punch somebody when I hear that. Today, I don't need the company to do anything. I got Microsoft Word. I can cut and paste. I can go on the internet and pull down any kind of graphics I want, drop them in. And if you don't know how to do that, I'll be happy to help you do that. I can send you something that you could modify, and you could send it back to me, and I'll help you do it. I might charge you for it, and then I might not, just to help you. I would be happy to do that. You can get a newsletter that looks good. Get your USA Today out, look at it, and so on. We'll be talking about that as we go here a little bit more. Be proactive. I mean, make something happen. Don't be a complainer. I hate complainers, honestly. Any kind of complaints, I want to shoot people. You know, don't complain. Do something. Life has got its adversity. There was a black guy that was on the phone, on the television the other day, and I admired this guy so much. He was a high school graduate, and he might have been a college guy. I'm not sure.